thought. I'm interested in what you thought about Luke Roy's throw. That was a huge play to keep D. Gordon out of scoring position.
Yeah, that was, yeah, to say the least. And then they got on second base and top of their lineup coming up. And, you know, if they get them over to third, you got to play the infield in. There are a lot of things that, you know, you're going to have to do to try to combat that. And, you know, the last 2 days he's made two throws, I think about as good as you can make. And, you know, Fernando helped him out too with a quick time, but you got to be perfect to throw him out and they pull for him.
It's been a couple months, but can you give some context to going to 38-12?
You know what? We're way past that at this point. We're just trying to win each game. And, you know, we feel good. We've got some confidence, obviously, because of the stretch. But I don't think anybody's thinking about that right now. We're in a stretch of games now that are, you know, important to us, and we're just focused on winning a game. Probably, you know, a good amount of confidence because of the fact that we've played the way we have here recently.
When was first place in your sights?
What's that?
When did you start looking at the standings? Say, hey,
again, we're just trying to win. You know, there's a lot of games left, so you know we know where we are in the division. And until you're out of it in the division, you don't think about the wild card. So that's kind of always been our stance.
And Fires look pretty emotional. His velo is up there pretty good. What did you think about his night tonight?
Yeah, as it went along, because he almost didn't make the start. He had a glute issue, upper glute issue. And we weren't, I had two cards made out. I had potentially Petit starting that game. So, you know, the first couple innings, I was a little worried about him, and then he seemed to loosen up and get better as the game went along. But to think that he was going to give us six innings, for me, was, you know, he was pitching on adrenaline because, you know, it was touch and go there for a little while.
Bob, we know about Chapman's arm and his glove, but what does a play like that, when he made earlier on the tarp, save us range?
That's a will to catch the baseball. That's just a, you know, he wasn't going to be denied if he had to go through the tarp. I think, you know, that was his mindset, is if that stayed in the stands, he was going to catch it. And, you know, there are a lot of things he's doing well right now, but his passion for what he's doing, and he's got quite the will to him to win, to have a good at bat, to have make a nice play, all the above. He's quite a competitor.
I know you said last night that Jed looks like a new guy again. Yeah. I mean, can you say anything more? 100 home runs now?
Yeah, he's got some nice round numbers he's accomplished here recently. And, you know, as you saw some of the balls tonight, it was tough to hit it out tonight. You know, some of those balls to center field, Maven got his really good. We hit a couple balls good out there. So, you know, it's the lower half that allows him to get the carry and the backspin on the ball. And it seems like he's finally past that. And driving balls again, he looks like he did earlier in the season.
Bob, another good game for Marcus Semien at the plate, too. How big is it when he can contribute offensively as well?
Yeah, we know he's got some power. I mean, he hit 25 home runs last 1 year and then had the wrist injury and looked like some of the power was going away. Certainly his defense is a lot better than it used to be. You know, he's making all the routine plays. He's really solidified the position, but there's probably a little more in his game as we're starting to see right now. You know, you hit a couple balls out and you get some confidence, you know, to have your shortstop that has the potential to hit some home runs and drive some runs in, certainly in a game, you know, today where runs are a premium. That was a nice start because Paxton's a tough guy. You know, we're playing our infield in the first inning because with a guy like Paxton, you know, you can't give him any runs. So that was big.
Thank you.